Mark, g'day.
G'day. Regarding your news story about the pedophile case, we had not to that extent, but a similar case with my 10-year-old son. Mm. Most 10-year-old boys, you know, they're into Minecraft and...
You'll have to forgive me, mate. What's Minecraft, mate? What's that?
Minecraft is pretty much... It's a bit like Lego, but on a computer world. So the kids can build everything, and everything's square-shaped.
Oh, right, okay.
Like the blokes and stuff.
I've called it up on the website now. I'm looking at it. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah. He does that with his friends from school and mates and stuff, but we also set him up with Skype so he could chat to them while he's doing it. And we thought we had everything set up correctly. On Saturday, just gone, I was walking past and just noticed he was in a typing conversation with someone who he's friends with in Skype, and noticed just bizarrely one of the questions. And it was someone which we didn't know, and like we told him before, it needed to be only friends from school or people mum and dad know.
Sure.
And this was a guy, and like we questioned him, and he said, oh, it's a kid in America. Mm. He's 10. And upon looking at it, we're pretty sure it was a pedophile through Skype, because it started off, you know, just asking him how old he was and... Oh, okay. Oh, what school do you go to? And he stupidly was giving all that information out.
Mark, just before you go on, look, I never make judgments on families, and because it's the toughest job I've had, four children.
Yeah.
But a 10-year-old unsupervised having, and you happen to walk past having conversations with people, don't you think that's fraught with danger?
I thought I had everything set up on Skype so it could only have and chat to friends from school who we put in there. And he doesn't do it in his bedroom. He does do it in the lounge room.
Well, that's good.
Where we can watch.
Yeah, beautiful. That's all. I'm not being provocative. I'm just asking the question because I've got a list of do's and don'ts in front of me from police about children, even as young as 10, being online and having conversations. And from what you're telling me at the moment, you tick most of the do's. Although police do say that, you know, they think that, and they think 10-year-olds shouldn't be online at all, whether it's with friends or anyone else. So anyway, mate, I'm not telling you how to suck eggs.
Yeah,
it's your boy.
You've
caught him. So you think, have you made any comment to police or contact with police about this?
I've actually got a friend who's in the police who will look at it when he gets back, but it was just scary just knowing how easy, and when I sat down and showed him a few stories and of actual incidences that had happened, he wasn't aware, and he goes, but he's a child.
Yeah,
but you could tell by the pattern of the questions, he was building up to other things, and it was just sort of maybe, it was a scary thing for us and to maybe other parents, just to, if your kids do have Skype, he's still got his school friends who are Skype, but chatting to a lot of their parents. Similar things. They weren't aware
how easy
it was.
Yeah, well, Mark, I know what I'd be doing, but that's a matter for you. I'd be shutting it down. 10. You can't supervise a 10-year-old 24/7. That's how pedophiles work, mate, on the naivety of 10-year-olds. And instead of being in America, it could have been a bloke down the road from where you live. And, you know, come down to my place for a play. Next thing, you're going to police about your little fella being raped. It's a big danger, mate. And I'm an older bloke, much older than you, but if that's the way we're headed, leave me out of it. 10-year-olds talking to other people on Skype and on the internet.